What you say?
Again and say.
Mama Peter don't tell me what I go, Mama say, okay, you bad, now you kill off, man. I'm gonna I'm telling you the devil. Devil, I can wait on you right now. Get in, say. I'm gonna kill I'm gonna. Hey, hold on for God. I'm a hammer, sir. I'm a hammer, sir. And never trust me no more. Now, so, you know, talking, help a children, I never put my children. Nobody heard of my children. All them children, I raised them children. My mama died in 1934, my children. And I tell Charlie not to do nothing, and he better do it. I said, what you leave out of the yard today? And you said, you don't work. Well, you leave out of the yard when I go, when I'm home, you can go sit and play. But you ain't gonna leave that place that died out of home. And I learned all the children about that, see?
What?
I don't care about who come here. I'm gonna kill y'all. You said, that's just me saying, I'm gonna say it. Don't you go with my auto soul, you know? I mean that thing, you know? Day and night, I come see how, and I come home today too. I didn't have my children turn all around, Bloomingdale all around, the whole place and all about. And I tell them to do something like
this.
Five head.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th, when you first see them in the morning? On December the 25th, what do you say?
What you say on at Christmas Day?
Yeah. When you first see your friends in the morning, what do you tell them?
In the morning, I said, Lord, help you.
And what do you say because it's Christmas?
Christmas Day, thank the Lord.
Okay. Yeah, when you first see
First, I always say thank the Lord, and I pray to Him. I see one Christmas Day one more time.
Well, when you first see your friends, do you ever say Christmas gift or Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas to you. Merry
That'll
Christmas.
That'll be a sycamore.
That'll
be the
second one. Yeah. And
what was the first one be? Man. What's the first one? Good morning, how are you all? Feel thank the Lord and say to see another Christmas morning. That's and then you say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you've got to get from one place to another, you might say, I sure do wish I didn't have to put that suitcase. Let me put it like this. You got a very heavy suitcase, and you got to move it from one place to another. And you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to, what, that very far.
Well, one thing about you get rid of that suitcase.
Well, but you want to get across the idea that you don't want to have to move it very far. But you got to pick it up.
Well, a suitcase won't be in your house. At one place.
Well, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far. I'm glad I don't have to do what?
Move the move.
Yeah, and what's a word that means to move it when you got to pick it up first? I'm glad I don't have to.
Well, one thing about it, when you set that suitcase on the side of the house, I have to move you right now.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because you put it there a while. And sometimes it has gone off that way. But you put stuff in that suitcase, pick that stuff and go.
Mm-hmm.
But keep going to your house.
Uh-huh. Well, would you ever say, I sure am glad I don't have to tote it very far or lug it very far?
I'm glad I don't have to lug it no more.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
I got one place to put it.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
That's a mole.
Okay.
Is it what?
A mole. You know, that's a mole hog, you know. You have seen them in them. That's a mole. She called it a testing. It is a testing, she called it. But that's called a mole, hog mole.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
A center part of an egg?
No, on a chicken egg, on the inside, you know, you got the shell.